Amen, amen. All right, welcome back, people of God. Welcome back. We're about to start to take our lineup for our midnight prayer call. I want to thank you all that are coming on the line. But want to let everyone know, please go and put it on Facebook, text someone, call someone, message someone, let someone know to get on this conference call line, because we're going to be starting prayer in the next 5 minutes. That's right, people of God. We're going to be going into prayer the next 5 minutes, where we're going to be opening up our day. We're going to be opening up our day with prayer this coming into this great Sunday morning. Amen. All right, people of God, let me just make sure I'm getting all set up so we can start to take the lineup of the company of prophets that is here. Amen. All right, company of prophets, if you are on the line, joining the line, have muted yourself out and everything, please announce yourself right now.
Prophet Masquerine Queen Shekinah, God bless you.
God bless you, Prophetess Masquerine and Shekinah Ministry. God bless you. All right, next company prophet.
Prophetess Valerie Thomas in the background.
God bless you, Prophetess Valerie.
Thank you.
Amen. Next company and prophet. All right. Just want to let everyone know that Pastor Deborah Jordan has released her book, her new book, okay? You can go to PastorDeborahJordan.com, click on that shop button, and you can purchase her new, brand new book, 1+1 = Effective Communication, Effective Communication and Partnership. Amen. You can go there and you can purchase the book. The e-book copy is $19.99. Again, the ebook copy is $19.99, as well as if you want to get the hardcover book for $34.99, as well as you'll also get the digital copy with that, and that will also be mailed out to you. And that is the 1+1 = success for the dynamic effective partnership. And you can go there and purchase your book, support the woman of God. You go to PastorDeborahJordan.com, and you can go there to purchase that particular book. Amen. And definitely a great gift to purchase it right now. All right, any other company or prophets on the line, please announce yourself.
Prophetess Joyce Hartley.
God bless you, Prophetess Joyce Hartley. Thank you for coming on the line.
God bless you. Thank you.
Prophet Joshua Jordan's on the line. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet Joshua Jordan, coming on the line. We appreciate you. All right, next company of prophet.
Prophetess Alice Jackson.
God bless you, Prophetess Alice Jackson.
God bless you.
Prophetess Bethany.
God bless you, Prophetess Bethany Jordan. All right, I have Prophetess Masquerine, Prophetess Joyce Hartley, Prophetess Joshua, Prophet Joshua Jordan, Prophetess Alice Jackson, and Prophetess Stephanie Jordan. Any other company of prophets on the line, please announce yourself.
God bless you, Prophetess Naomi, Prophetess Deborah is on the line. Good morning to one and all. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Amen, amen. Good morning.
PastorDeborahJordan.com. Not only put in your prayer request, but they can also purchase your ebook as well as the hardcover book.
Amen, amen. Amen. Last night while I was in Connecticut speaking, we had several people just running to want the book. And the Holy Spirit just let me pop it. And I just thought, I signed the book, but in my signing the book, I began to prophesy to them as I began to write them something in the book, especially for them. So I was excited about doing that. So even those that would order the book, if I know in advance, I would even be willing to sign the book as well as to send them a special message in the book as I sign it. It's my thank you to you and to share it. Amen. So I'm excited about the book, and I just give God all the praise, thanks, and honor for allowing me to be a stand for the book, 1+1=Success, and the different avenues of partnership and working together. It's being dealt with in that book, so I'm very excited about the book. All right, is there any other prophet that has come on the line that has not announced himself? Please, announce.
Prophet Darlene Gray here.
God bless you, Prophet Darlene Gray. Any other prophet? All right. So what I have, the individuals that I have right now, Prophet Naomi. I know we have Prophet Masculine and Shekinah. I have yourself. I have Prophetess George Hartley. I have Prophet Joshua Jordan, Prophetess Alice Jackson, Prophetess Bethany Jordan, and Prophetess Darlene Gray. Is there anyone else that have come on the call that we did not call your name? All right. So what we're getting ready to do, Prophetess, we're getting ready to open up the line. But before we open it, we want to ask everyone to please keep in prayer for those that are sick and shut in. We also want to keep in prayer, even for our services on tomorrow, that God will be done, that Holy Ghost will just show up in the service, and there will be a new anointing. We also want to pray, even as we pray on this Sunday morning, that lives will be changed and that God will even allow his angels to begin to go out and to bring the people in, those that don't know, that they will get an opportunity to know God, that they will get an opportunity to sit under the word and allow the word of God to transform their very lives. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to ask everyone, those that are on the call to pray 2 minutes on tonight. We don't have a long lineup, so we're going to ask everyone to pray. Let go, let God have his way on this call on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet, yes. Prophet, we're going to open up for our prophetic declaration. And again, before you do that, Prophet, the lineup, once again, is going to be Prophetess Joyce Hartley. She'll be number one. Prophet Joshua Jordan will be number two. Prophetess Alice Jackson is number three. Prophetess Bethany Jordan is number four. And Prophetess Darlene Gray is number five. Number six is Prophetess Naomi, and number seven is Prophetess Masperine, Cohen, and Shekinah. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So open up the line so we can get started.
Recording has started.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Father, we bless your name at all times because your praise shall continue be in our mouth. Father, we decree even now as we stand on this early morning, Father, lifting up your holy name. Father, we decree and affirm that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want for anything. Father, we declare and decree, Father, that your will be done in our lives on today. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that supernatural doors shall begin to open up for your people. We declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, that all things are going to work together for our good. Father, we decree and we want to thank you, Father, that even now in your matchless name, that you're causing the impossible to be made possible. Father, we decree all shall be well as we move forward in this Sunday morning. We declare and decree that our finances and that our health and that our family and that relationships, they are all blessed by you. We decree and declare that you're turning things around for us. You're turning our business affairs around. You're turning our relationships around. Father, you're turning everything that we are connected to. Father, you're turning it around for your glory. Father, we decree breakthrough in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. Father God, we declare and decree that we are the head and not the tail. Father, we declare and decree, Father, whatever we touch, it shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree and remind the enemy that he is under our feet. He has no authority in our life. Father, we declare greatness in the lives of your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that everything will be done according to your will and purpose in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare victory. We declare the victory in the lives of their people, Father. Father, we declare and decree that you're breathing new life. You're breathing new strength in our homes, Father. Father, we decree victory even in our finances. We decree victory and breakthrough even in our finances. And even as we will go to the bank, Father. Father, we decree favor on high that will be granted unto us. Father, we decree and declare, Lord, that your wisdom shall be upon us. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus that our footsteps are already ordered by you, Father. Father, we declare and decree in the name of Jesus that righteousness shall prevail in the lives of your people. We decree and declare that, Father, we shall be a stand because we shall lift our voice up like a trumpet and we shall declare your will and your purpose, not just only in our lives, Father, but in the lives of your people, Father, in the lives of our community, in the lives and in the situations of our church. Father, we declare victory, we declare breakthrough, we declare holiness shall be so in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare, Lord, that your will be done in everything that we discern or declare or desire to do in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus as we stand in this holy place, this place that you have ordained us to stand on this morning, on this Sunday morning. Father, we stand in this space with great strength. We stand in this space with great unity. We stand in this space in your matchless name in boldness. And Father, we thank you already in advance, Father, because you are doing the work. Nevertheless, Lord, we pray and we ask that your will be done in and through us. Don't allow our will be done, Father. But Father, we decree and declare that your holy and your divine will be done, because we shall stand and we shall rise up and we shall be a great company of people that shall proclaim and declare your word. We declare that we are going to provoke the Jews to jealousy. We declare, Father, that your name will prevail in any and every situation in the name of Jesus. Prophet Naomi, open up the line so that we can start praying in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus.
La 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 la
Amen and amen, O God. We make a joyful noise, O God, unto you, O God. And we come before your presence, O God, with singing, O God. We thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made, O God. And we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. And thank you, O God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, O God. And God, I just want to say, and giving a help to those missing children, God, you know who they are, God. It's so many children that have been missing, oh, God. And, God, we want to, we pray unto you this day that you will find comfort and with their loved ones and family, God. And, God, bring clarity to them, oh, God. Bring the children back to their loved ones, oh, God, in your precious mighty name, oh, God. Mm-hmm. We thank you, God, for healing, God, and restoration, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for helping us to call on you for our daily supply, God, and our spiritual power that we need each day, oh, God. And, God, we want to say thank you, God, that all things come from you, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for the blessings and that you give us, God. And we heartily, God, give you thanks and honor, God. And God, we want to say thank you, God, to continue to have sweet sounds and blessings from our mouth, oh God, throughout the day, every day, oh God. And Father God, we want to thank you, God, for your loving kindness, God. And we want to thank you, God, for that you are the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for teaching us how to profit, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for making us the head and not the tail and above only, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for truly our leader, oh God. We want to thank you for Master Prophet, oh God. And we want to thank you for our leading lady, God, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and all the leaders, God, who walks beside them, oh God, in your holy name, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for helping us, God, the sick, the shed in, oh God, Continue to comfort them, oh God. And God, continue to help them to keep their faith, God. Give them dreams, God, that they would not lose. They would continue to be confident in you, oh God, and they would not be discouraged, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the sole of our feet, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for truly keeping, thank you for keeping our enemies under our feet, God, and preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemy, oh God. And God, you know those who are listening right now, God, but have not yet given their hearts to you, God. God, help them, God, to repent their sins, oh God. Help them, God, to give their hearts and minds to you, oh God. Oh God, and we want to say thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us, you already condemn, oh God. And thank you, God, because when you come, when you arise, God, the enemy scatters, oh God. And thank you, God. In your precious, mighty, holy, and masterous name, we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for this day. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to just come before and fellowship and pray, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing as you continue to touch, Father God, even your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even now for touching our bishops, Father God, and touching, Father God, even our leaders, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even now for touching our pastors, Father God, and our deacons and our ministers and our reverends and our elders, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for touching even our fathers and our mothers and our grandmothers, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching even our grandfathers as well, Father God, and even just all of the children, Father God, all of the little ones, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping them, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, even now for the elderly, Father God. I want to just lift them up before you, Father God, as you continue to touch them, Father God, and grant them strength, Father God, day by day, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for increasing, Father God, them. We thank you, Father God, even now, Father God, for touching even our children, Father God, touching their minds. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing even in their minds, Father God, and even in their hearts, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for removing even that spirit of anger, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for generating just the spirit of love, Father God, peace and whole and wholeheartedness, Father God. We thank you for placing that in our youth, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, even now for touching even every relationship and marriage, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for even mending the brokenhearted, Father God. We want to just thank you, Father God, even now for touching, Father God, even people, Father God, as they move in and out, Father God. I want to thank you for touching us even in our comings and in our goings, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in our lives and in our families, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, for even making the crooked path straight, Father God, and even giving, being that light, Father God, being that light even on that path for those that may have lost their way, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, even now for adding to the church daily, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for just being who you are, Father God. I want to just tell you that I love you, Lord, and I want to just lift up, Father God, even now, each and every pastor, Father God, each and every individual that has stood in the gap, Father God, just walking in your will, walking in your way, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, even as you bless them, Father God, and add testimony to them each and every day, Father God. I want to thank you for new strength and divine restoration even now, Father God. I want to thank you for what you're doing, Father God, even in my life and even in my family's life, Father God. And be so careful, Father God, to give your name all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy to us, God. Thank you, God, for covering us with your precious blood. And God, I just wanted to ask you, I wanted to say, you know, Lord, there's been so many shootings in Hartford, Connecticut this year. They've had about 15 already, God. And Lord, we know that the United States is such a violent country, being number one in the production of weapons and guns. And God, I ask you to look upon this situation, God, and to touch it, God, and to stop all these guns on the streets and people just being killed left and right, God. And it's just so wicked. It's just so wicked, God. But I ask you, God, I know you are in control, God. You're in control. And you make all things new and perfect and good. And I ask you to work on this situation because it's just It's awful, Lord. But I thank you, God, for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy to all of us. And thank you, God, for this prayer line that we can come to and pray and be on one accord, be in unity and pray for our brethren and pray. We can just pray and we can lift up our voices to you and we pray and we say thank you for what you're doing in the lives of our families and our friends, our loved ones. Thank you for peace and provisions and thank you for just helping us, God, and for keeping us, Lord. And please remember each and every prophet, God, who is on the line and those who are not on the line, who are normally on the line but maybe doing something else or resting or whatever they're going through, God, bless them. Bless them and keep them. Bless their families and bless each and every person listening in on the line. God, those who are saved, those who are not saved. You said you're married to the backslider, God. Anybody on the line who is backslidden, touch them, God. Touch them. Bring them closer to you. Let them repent and receive them, Lord. We thank you for the work that you're doing in our lives. I love you, God, and I praise your name. Thank you for my sister, Jerry. Thank you for Sheila. I ask you to touch her, and keep her safe, even in the neighborhoods that she hangs out in, God. And look upon my family, God, those who know you and those who don't, and just bring them to you, draw them to you in this wicked time, Lord. These days are evil, but God, there you have a people, you have prophets who can pray, prophets who are praying right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy. I ask you to remember those who are bereaved and those who are sick and shut in and hurting and wounded and even have wounded pride, whatever's wounded on them, God. And bless Pastor Tiny in South Africa and Prophetess Barbara Tucker and those who are normally who are on the line sometimes and not on here tonight or whatever, God, just bless them and keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger, God. And look upon Prophetess Kelly and the prophets, God. God, touch them and keep them safe and bless them and give them peace in their minds. And even the pastors and ministers who are preparing for services in the morning, God, and the people who are coming into their churches, bless them and help them and strengthen them and provide peace for them and prosperity and salvation. And you beautify our souls with salvation, and I thank you, God, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Bless your elderly people also, Mother Jordan and Bishop Jordan, Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan and Prophetess Deborah. Bless them and thank you, God, for the vision that you've given them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line on this morning, Father God. We thank you for a new day, Father God. We thank you for breathing life into our body. We thank you for life. We thank you for healing even now, Father God. Touch our physical bodies from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for ordering our steps even now as we come and as we go, Father God. Give us traveling mercies even on today, Father God, as we come and as we go even now, Father God. Touch our minds and touch our hearts even now, Father God. Father God, allow understanding to emerge, Father God, and give us wisdom and clarity in all that we do, Father God. Allow your will to be done in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, allow your work to happen even now in our lives, Father God. Your work, your will, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In your mighty, precious name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Next prophet. Prophetess Darlene.
Yes, Prophetess Darlene is here. Amen. Father God, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God, for your wisdom. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that your word is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, God. We ask you, Lord God, that you help us. Help us, Father, to not forget your teaching. And help us to keep your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you, Lord God, that our years will be prolonged, Lord God, and bring peace and prosperity unto us. Lord God, we thank you that love and faithfulness will not leave us, but we bind it in our hearts and our minds, Lord God, that we write your word on the table of our hearts, Father God, that we may win favor and a good name in your sight, and in man's sight, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we trust in you with all of our hearts, and we lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you and submit to you, and you will make straight the paths of our feet. Lord God, we will not be wise in our own eyes, but we fear you, and we shun evil, that it will be bringing health to our bodies and nourishment to our bones. Father God, we honor you with our wealth and our first fruits of all that we have, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we not despise your correction and your discipline. Lord God, we submit to you, Father God, because you said, if my people, which are called by your name, should humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, you will hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal our land, God. Let healing reign and let healing abide, God. But put a turning in our hearts, Lord. Let our hearts be pure and turn towards you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, put a turning, Lord God, in our feet, Lord God. Let our feet be on the path called straight. Let our feet be on the path of the straight and narrow. Let our feet be on the path of submission and obedience. Let our feet, Lord, cause us to run away from mischief. Lord God, anoint our eyes so we can see that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, Lord God. Cause us to walk circumspect, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your peace that abides, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we fear not, for you are with us. We will not be dismayed, for you are our God. You strengthen us, you help us, and you uphold us with the right hand of our righteousness. We lift up every prayer request. We lift up those that say, pray for me. We lift up those with sick children and sick loved ones, Lord God, and sick family members, Lord God. We release a spirit of healing and deliverance on this line even now. We speak healing, Lord God. We speak breakthrough, Lord God, from every tormenting spirit, every spirit of infirmity. We loose it now from off your people, Lord God. Mental infirmity, emotional infirmity, spiritual infirmity, Lord God. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless our Archbishop. We bless our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for expanding, Pastor. We thank you, Lord God, for sending her out. We thank you, Lord God, for the new open doors. We thank you, Lord God, that you're using her as never before. We thank you, Lord, that the women are calling. And we thank you, Lord, that you're strengthening her for this new journey. We thank you for the new releases of the new writings that's coming forth. And we thank you, Lord God, that they will be successful and make bestseller lists in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, thank God, amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you for allowing us to come together, God. We ask that you have your way and your will this Sunday morning in our churches and in our communities and in our lives, God. Father God, you get the glory and you get the honor, God. And we thank you, God, for the breakthrough that you already have caused in our lives, God. And hear our prayers, God. Hear our cries. And you get the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And as your words say, that men ought to always pray and not faint. And Father God, as we come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving, Father God, we know that your word said that the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous and your ears are open to our cry, Father God. And we thank you for what you're getting ready to do concerning the people of God. And I thank you, Father God, as we begin to come before your throne of grace, that God, you will begin to cause a spirit of hastening, to hasten their prayer requests, God, in the name of Jesus. Hasten their healing. Hasten their deliverance, God. Hasten their peace. Hasten their joy. Hasten the love of God in them. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, that you will hasten the miracle right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. In the name of Jesus, you also said, Lord, that you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prosper. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for every ministry all over the world, God. Let your Holy Spirit prevail in their Sunday service, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be a Holy Ghost explosion all through the land, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let the dunamis power begin to work in the, hallelujah, your miracle, working power, work in our service, God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a, hallelujah, hallelujah, a salvation. Let salvation begin to prevail to the lost, the ones that are lost, in the name of Jesus. God, bring them in, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are lost, God, we pray for them now, in the name of Jesus. And you said in your word, through love and kindness have I drawn thee. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you're drawing your people right now. In the name of Jesus, the ones that are not saved, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for victory and salvation in their life, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree a miracle over those that are sick and shut in, hallelujah, that have suffering with ailments, even cancer and diabetes and high blood pressure, God. We come against that right now because we know what your word says. By your stripes, we are already here. In the name of Jesus, I plead your blood over your people right now that are sick right now, the ones that are bereavement and the ones that are going through losses, God. I plead your blood over them now. In the name of Jesus, I cover them with your blood, and I call forth the spirit of, hallelujah, Jehovah Shalom, the God our peace right now. You said that you would give us the peace that surpasses all understanding, not as the world give, but as you give unto them. In the name of Jesus, I call for peace right now. Peace, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your agape love. Lord, let begin to shed abroad in our heart right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for love, God. We thank you for the spirit of joy. We thank you for the spirit of peace, happiness, health, and success, God. We thank you for the spirit of prosperity, God. Prosper your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now that you begin to tone down the balance all over the land, God, in the name of Jesus, and let the spirit of peace begin to prevail all over the land, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree, we declare victory for our youth, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, God, even for our children, as your word says, suffer the children, hallelujah, the children to come unto me. Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. And we pray for our children right now, protecting them and shield them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, even those that are incarcerated, God, send forth revival there, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you, Father God, that you will give us seed to sow and bread to eat, God. We thank you, Father God, that you said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And we thank you for that transfer of the wealth right now. In the name of Jesus, you also said that you will give us power to attain wealth, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you're blessing your people financially, God, that we may be givers of your kingdom, God, and God, that we also have money to pay off our bills and to enjoy, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer George. We thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah George, and their beloved family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for our elderly, Lord. But cover them with your blood, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Cover our grandparents, God, with your blood, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare that you're touching every family right now. You bring about the spirit of unity, the spirit of peace and love and togetherness, God. Bring it about in family, God. Turn the hearts of the fathers back to their children. God, even the mothers, God, in the name of Jesus, let the spirit of obedience rest and abroad in our life, God. In the name of you, God, let us begin to acknowledge you in all our ways, knowing that you will direct our path, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, and we decree miracles and breakthrough right now. In the name of you, now I plead your blood over your people, Lord. Cover us with your blood, Lord. Cover us with your blood, Lord. Our homes, our cars, everywhere we go, cover us, God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every word that has been said and every prayer that has been uttered. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every household, every individual that's on this call. Father, touch them. Lord, let your will be done, Father. Father, have your way, Father, and grant those things, Father, that only you can give. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Prophetess Naomi, you can give forth the announcement.
Amen.
Thank you, family.
All right, people of God, just want to let everyone know we will be having our 9 a.m. Bible study Sunday school this Sunday morning at Zoe Ministries, 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street. Come out and join us and fellowship with us. Also, we will be having our service at 11 a.m., our general service at 11 a.m., as well as at 4 p.m., prophetic practices with Prophet Joshua Jordan and Prophetess Natasha Smith. And so come out and join the Zoe Ministries family. Amen. Also want to let everyone know, once again, go to PastorDeborahJordan.com, click on that shop button or on that web banner and get the book, get her newest ebook or her book. Amen. All right. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? Amen. All right. Well, we're going to, well, Pastor Maxine, I know you also have services at 12:30.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I had somebody just rung the phone. Yes, we will be here in the Jacksonville area. We'll be, you can come out on the west side of Jacksonville at 1265 South Lane Avenue, Unit 12 and 13. Our service, Sunday service time is at 12:30 p.m. And can I tell you, the Lord will be there in the place called there, and the prophetic is going on, teaching is going on, and also deliverance. And I promise you, if you come out, your life will be transformed. Our service time is at 12:30 p.m., and we will be there in the place, and everyone is invited. I invite everyone to come out and expect a miracle, expect transformation, expect your breakthrough, healing, whatever it is, expect it, and know that God is going to be faithful, and he is going to begin to move on your behalf. And thank you again. Come out tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Again, the address is 1265 South Lane Avenue, Unit 12 and 13. That's on the west side of Jacksonville. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. So we're going to say good night and good morning, and we'll see you back here at 11:55. God bless.
God bless.
God bless you.